1,197 points available. In a few words.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here. Can I have your first and last name?
Hi, my name is Dolly Solomon.
Okay, thank you for that. Verify your shipping address.
About a park. I'm sorry, it's 9412 Buckhaven Trail, Tallahassee, Florida, 32312.
Thank you for that. Looks like you previously had the Nove Skin Serum and Face Cream. Looks like both products were ordered on December 31st, where you paid the shipping and handling for the 14-day trial. Looks like your trial period ended on January the 14th. You were actually supposed to be billed on the 15th, the full retail prices for the products, but it didn't go through until the 16th. How can I help you? And it looks like you just canceled.
Well, first of all, this was a pop-up ad on my news feed, and when I signed up for it, the ad that popped up said that this product was free and that all you had to do was pay for shipping. There was not one indication that there was going to be an additional fee for anything. So I did get a call from my credit card company a couple of weeks ago, and they said, this company is trying to charge you, and we keep denying it. And I told them to deny it because I didn't know what it was for. So, but now it's on my credit card. And when I spoke with the other lady, she said, no, you signed a terms and agreement. There wasn't a terms and agreement when I did this. And I said, you know, if you want the product back, you can have it back. And she's like, well, you only have 15 days and we're not receiving products back due to COVID. Well, what's a 15-day term agreement of a return? It doesn't make any sense. This whole situation is a little bit fraudulent to me. I mean, my credit card company called and wanted to say, hey, there's this company trying to make these charges. And I was like, I don't know who they are, because that wasn't even supposed to go on my credit card. So I'd like to know how I can get these charges removed. I'd be happy to send the product back to you. But I can't afford this. I would have never bought this if I could have afforded that. I don't even pay that much for my own skincare. I mean, the ad didn't say anything about this. It's a very fraudulent situation that I'm in right now with your company.
Okay, well, I do apologize for the misunderstanding. Yes, I'm still here. I do apologize for the misunderstanding, ma'am. But this company does have a no-return policy. All sales are final.
So let me explain to you. I'm just going to tell you something. If you don't remove these, I'm going to have to file suit against the company, because there was nothing on there about this. And I know you have the ability to take it off.
Well, the charges on the account are considered valid due to them being after trial charges, so I do apologize. And once again, this company does have a no-return policy. All sales are final. Now, you stated that you've already spoken with your credit card company, advising them that you did not authorize those charges. Have you already disputed those charges with your credit card company?
I'm on hold with them now.
Okay.
Can you turn that light off, please? Thank you.
So what you need to do is give us a call back with your credit card company on the line regarding those charges.
I don't know how to do a three-way call. That's
once you you just call your credit card company and tell them to call us on a three-way conference call.
Okay, but I've never had to do that before, ever. That is ridiculous. This entire company is fraudulent. And
it's no fraud at all, ma'am.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And we won't
just
be
give us
the payment.
Well, the payment's already went through, ma'am. So you would need to give us a call back with your credit card company on the line.